AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Crews are making progress in Florida getting the lights back on for people who are in the path of Hermine.
We were able to successfully restore more than 110,000 customers in under 24 hours. And that's in large part due to the investments we've made in our electric grid over the last decade.
Brian Garner with Florida Power and Light says about 80,000 customers in Florida are still without power. Hermine is now in the Atlantic. It could strengthen again into a hurricane. Robin Wendt owns a bed and breakfast in Ocean City, New Jersey. She says some guests were surprised when the sun came out today.
They're like, wow, look at this day. And here we thought we were going to leave and get bombarded. And people are staying through the week. And they were going to leave and come back. And they decided to stay through. And so they're just thrilled with their decision to stay.
The sun may be out, but Hermine has produced some rough surf in the Atlantic. The chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, Gregory Meeks, was asked if Donald Trump should get any credit for visiting an African-American church in Detroit.
No, because it's not real.
On Fox News Sunday, Meeks says Trump is trying to con African-Americans. Also on Fox News Sunday, former Trump opponent Ben Carson says Democrats need to explain the downfall of many inner cities.
Detroit was once the most prosperous city in the United States, some people say in the world. From there, it went to the largest bankruptcy. That was not a coincidence. And we see that in our large cities across the nation under Democratic control.
A swarm of bees attacked and stung more than 20 people at a park near Los Angeles. Three people were sent to the hospital. Witnesses say the insects seemed to be attacking people with long hair. Parents of the toddler who was killed by an alligator at Walt Disney World in Florida say they will always remember their sweet little boy. Melissa and Matt Graves spoke to a group of several hundred people at a high school football stadium in Nebraska to remember Lane Graves on what would have been his third birthday. This is AP Radio News. Police in New York are taking major safety precautions at a carnival celebrating Caribbean culture held before dawn each Labor Day.
After an aide to New York's governor was killed by a stray bullet at last year's Juvet celebration, authorities are taking unprecedented steps. Traditionally held largely in the dark, this year's Juvet will be illuminated by 200 light towers. Police plan to double the number of officers patrolling the neighborhood, and the department has added 42 new security cameras to watch over an estimated 250,000 revelers. Police and community groups are distributing flyers with a blunt message. This community will no longer tolerate this violence. Do not shoot anyone. Do not stab anyone, the leaflets say. Martin DeCaro, New York.
Former U.S. soccer star Lauren Holiday has been diagnosed with a brain tumor while pregnant. Her husband, New Orleans Pelicans guard Jeru Holiday, is taking indefinite leave from the team to care for his wife. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.